Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with Steve Marks, our producer and psychologist and researcher. Dr. Rich O'Neill is here, our resident expert on all things psychological. And the last time we got together, we were talking a lot about anxiety. I think this whole society is fraught with this experience of being anxious.
Sure, we all have lots of anxiety.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. And the last time you talked a lot about the distinction between fear and anxiety and possibly how to deal with those things. So we thought we'd continue the conversation because, to be honest with you, I need some tips.
Sure.
I need to know the idea of fear
versus anxiety.
Okay.
Fear, the way we feel is either a spontaneous reaction to something happening in our life right around us, or it comes from a thought. Okay? The same feeling that, you know, you are being chased down the street by a dog, you're going to feel fear, a physical reaction to a real danger. That's what fear is. But you can also think something very scary and have the same exact physical reaction. So you go to a scary movie, for instance, and you get scared, right? Or you think, a dog is chasing me down, you know, and you get scared. So that is a very critical distinction for us.
And so one is a reality that's happening.
Right.
And the other is more of a prediction of something.
Could be a prediction, or you could be thinking. Another good example is something we call a mind read, where you're sitting with somebody and you're thinking, that person is thinking something negative. About me, usually.
Right.
And as soon as you start to, we all do this a lot, by the way, as soon as we start to think, that person has a negative judgment or negative thought about me, something we're mind reading. We actually can't read people's minds, right? But we think we can. We do that all the time. We're just guessing. But as soon as we think that, our anxiety is likely to go up.
I don't want to throw a curveball in here, but it just struck me as we were talking about this.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between that and the feeling that people get when they're overwhelmed? In other words, if you have a job where you're answering phones and now you've got two people on hold and you've got something else going on and you get that little panic feeling.
Well, that's a rise in a physiological rise in your activation level, if you will. Right? It's very similar to the experience that happens when you're anxious or afraid.
Right.
And in some ways, fear and anxiety feel exactly the same,
right?
So that high arousal level feels the same. The only difference might be the word we attach to it, right? If we start to think somebody's thinking something critical, that feeling is coming from the thought, not necessarily, and they might be, and you have to test it out.
Yeah.
So, Linda, you were asking about about what to do, tips.
Yeah, and in any case, excuse me, and in any case, whether it's a thought or the actual, you know, dog chasing you down the street, you have to deal with that very overwhelming sense of panic or sweaty palms or, you know, racing heart. So what do you recommend to do with that?
Well, obviously, with the dog chasing you down the street, you try to get away from the dog, right?
Keep
That's
running.
A feeling
that one's pretty clear.
That tells you manage the dog,
right?
But when you have a scary thought, what you want to do is manage the thought. So first, notice what you're thinking. So if I'm sitting here thinking, oh, Linda thinks I'm a real jerk, and she's thinking I made one mistake after the next in this interview, well, my anxiety is going to go up. Now, if I'm thinking that, I can first notice, oh, I'm starting to get anxious, and then ask myself, is that experience coming from a reality or is it coming from a thought? Now, if it's coming from a thought, I'm thinking Linda's thinking I'm a jerk, right, and making one mistake after the next. Then I can say, oh, that experience is coming from the thought. Now I can ask myself, can I read her mind? Right? I can put myself into noticing what I'm doing and test the reality. No, I can't read her mind. Now I could ask you. Well, so what I encourage people to do is check and see if there's any evidence that the person is actually thinking that. And one way to do that is to say to the person, you know, I'm thinking you're a little critical of me right now. Is that true? Or if I was comfortable enough with you to be really specific, I would say, you know, Linda, are you thinking I'm a jerk right now?
You don't want me to answer.
Well, no, I would.
No, I know.
And then ask you to just say yes or no. So Linda, are you thinking I'm a jerk right
now? Not at all.
Right. Now, if I was thinking that, my anxiety level would likely drop. It might take a little while, but it would likely go down very rapidly. If it doesn't, and you're still anxious, then you want to ask yourself the same questions again. Is there some danger right around me, or am I thinking something else that's scaring me? Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, anxiety-arousing thoughts come in clumps, right? So you can be thinking, Linda's thinking I'm a jerk, and then I'm sitting here, my anxiety still didn't go down, so how? What am I thinking? Am I thinking something? I'm thinking Steve's thinking the same thing. So I better turn to Steve and say, Steve,
right.
Are you thinking I made multiple mistakes? Yes or no?
So it seems
no,
that...
No. So I was thinking my anxiety would drop again.
But it seems like in order to achieve that,
yes,
you need a very keenly attuned sense of what you think. In other
you
words,
have to learn to pay attention to your thinking.
Absolutely,
yes.
And that's really a skill.
It really is a skill. That is the essential piece, because oftentimes we go along, we don't even notice what we're thinking. We do notice, my anxiety went up. Right? And we don't link what we're feeling to what we're thinking. And that's the task here, is to really start to pay attention to what we're thinking
and
the impact on ourselves.
It seems to me you must work with people on this who will tell you that it is a reality. You know, in other words,
yes,
they don't recognize it as something that they're just thinking. They're telling you, I know my boss. My boss is going to come in here and yell at me today at some point.
Yep.
So I'm sitting here all day anxious about it.
Yeah. So you could say, well, let's test that thought out.
Yeah.
What's the evidence? And if the evidence is there that, in fact, they know that the boss has got it on their schedule, go and yell at Steve today, right? And they've heard from other people the boss is furious. Well, that's a reality then.
Right.
Right? And if you're
anxious,
what
do you do?
Well, then you deal with it the best you can, whatever way, for instance, if my boss is mad at me, I'd want to find out why. And I'd want to see, is there something I can do about that? Right? Is there something I can...
So it's that reality check that really is
reality. You want to come into reality, because reality is much less anxiety arousing than our thoughts most of the time.
Right.
I want to keep talking about this at some point in the future. So far, I love what you've said, and I think this is great information and help for people. But I think we have even more to cover. So once again, thanks so much for your words of wisdom.
You're welcome.
And for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Thanks.